I want to talk about the UK's Online Safety Act. I want to talk about where it came from. The core design of this act and the duty of care model did not come from Parliament or public debates. It came from Carnegie UK. Carnegie is a name you might already be familiar with if you've been following my robber baron videos for the last 3 days. This is William Perrin, and he works for Carnegie UK. And this is Lorna Woods. She is a legal professor at the University of Essex and the front-facing architect of the duty of care model. William Perrin is a senior Carnegie UK associate and a former Tony Blair advisor. He actually helped set up Ofcom and co-designed the UK government's first IT strategy. Carnegie UK Trust was set up in 1913 by Andrew Carnegie. In my previous video, I talked about how these robber barons like Rockefeller and Carnegie set up these trusts as legal structures that enabled them to shield their monopoly wealth from antitrust laws and federal taxes. A trust is a legal arrangement that allows the wealthy to separate themselves from their assets so that they don't pay tax. Trust dynasties, like Carnegie's, can last forever. They can also be structured to generate investment income for the trust, and that's tax-free as well. Around 1913, the same billionaires that used these cutthroat and ruthless methods to acquire their fortunes start to put it into these charitable trusts and foundations. They did not suddenly have a change of personality and come into the light. They used these trusts to fund universities and politics. The public sees these as institutional pride. Carnegie is a prestigious name. You might see a hospital wing named after him and think philanthropist, but you never think monopolist or labor extractor. That gives them moral shielding. You think the robber baron is the good guy. Except number one, they use trust to avoid tax, and number two, the image shielding allows them way too much influence over public discussion. They have created a system where it is the wealthiest, most criminally insane people who are deciding on policy and where tax money goes. Carnegie's UK endowment has compounded over the last 111 years. Despite two world wars and periodic market crashes, audited accounts show that the endowment assets grew over 24% just between 2022 and 2024. Investment returns typically cover less than half of their outgoings, and 95% of the total assets sit in a discretionary portfolio run by external investment managers. The individual holdings are not disclosed. The organization has a team of just 15 people, and in 2024, it spent £1.37 million on charitable activities. The largest thematic budgets, online harms, online safety. The Carnegie Empire spans multiple countries and issue areas. Researchers call this policy network governance, where it is unelected, private, robber baron institutions that are shaping public policy and important democratic decisions. The Carnegie Corporation of New York controls $5 billion in assets while funding political polarization that directly impacts the American democracy. They have committed themselves to spending $6 million annually to understand political division, essentially buying the power to define what constitutes as acceptable political discourse. There is a revolving door between Carnegie institutions and the government. Their fellowship programs provide academic grants to those who advise the government. And the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace operates parallel influence and alignment campaigns globally. Carnegie UK's Online Safety Act is a showcase of the mechanisms of modern regulatory capture. Stage one, problem definition. Carnegie first funded research that designed what online harms meant. And the research is structured in ways that supposedly require expansive government regulation, but by controlling the definition of the problem, they can predetermine the solution. They then draft the actual legislation and give it to the politicians. Your politicians are outsourcing lawmaking to robber barons. Carnegie convened over 50 partner organizations who they knew would support their framework. This created artificial consensus, and that legitimizes their preferred approach. Carnegie UK's financial structure examples how these endowed foundations and trusts avoid tax, avoid accountability, avoid scrutiny, while maximizing their political influence. Carnegie manages a £45 million investment through undisclosed managers. Carnegie could own shares in the very tech companies that this policy work intends to regulate. There is massive conflict of interest and no public disclosure. And as a registered charity, Carnegie UK is receiving taxpayer subsidies for this political interference. British taxpayers effectively funded the creation of a piece of Orwellian legislation that they had no voice in drafting. The philanthropy scam is nothing more than tax-exempt influence laundering and using a charitable status to engage in political activity and using legal loopholes to subsidize harmful policy is regulatory imperialism. The Online Safety Act isn't worth the paper it's printed on. The Online Safety Act is not designed to protect anyone. It was funded by monopoly wealth, operating without public oversight, funneling ready-made laws into Parliament. That is regulatory capture. This is imperialism dressed up as safety. Over 300,000 people have told the British government explicitly that they demand that this is rolled back immediately. And the government's response? Nah. A fair warning also. Nigel Farage is now excitedly promoting the fact that if you vote for him, he'll roll it back. Someone will roll it back anyway. This is not a good reason to vote for Farage. But when the government shrugs at that level of public dissent, and people on social media are talking about reaching for their Guy Fawkes masks, should tell the British government that your legitimacy clock is ticking. When a sitting government ignores a fast-moving wave of public opposition, it becomes politically dangerous, not just for Labour, but for the entire structure. To the British government directly, your money trails are visible. Stop fucking lying. Do you think people don't know where this came from? We know who Andrew Carnegie was. We know the Carnegie UK Trust is a century-old endowment with no public oversight, and you have the nerve to act like this is grassroots policy. Stop pretending like you don't know. Stop thinking the public can't see it. This isn't going away. If you ignore this public backlash, you are lighting a fuse that you can never put back out. And when the fuse runs out, you will pay for your illegitimacy.